Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right there, Christian Israelites. This is your wake-up call for Thursday, the 16th of March, 2017. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Wake Up Call. That's the name of the show. Today's sermon is called Witness, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. I would like to make an announcement that Brother Hebert of North Carolina has put together a beautiful full-color calendar depicting the Hebrew feast days according to Enoch's solar calendar. Each page depicts scenes from the Bible and from our Anglo-Saxon heritage. If you would like a copy, just click on the donate button at the top of the page and send us a donation of $20 or more to get your calendar. Please put the word calendar in the message and give us a mailing address, and you will get your calendar forthwith. I've got mine. I absolutely love it. And you should get yours in time for the new feast days, beginning with Passover, which will be Sunday evening at sundown on April the 2nd, 2017. And we really could use your support at EFR. We're on a very, very, very tight schedule, budget-wise. Let's get into the sermon. Oh, yeah, by the way, on the 6th, of January, or pardon, boy, I'm really messed up here. The 6th of April, Pastor Paul Mullett will be returning to us here at EFR. He has had his surgery. His health is much improved. We have kept him in our prayers, and I am so happy that he's going to be back. And his show will be at 11 a.m. till noon Eastern Standard Time here on Eurofolk Radio. So welcome back, Pastor Paul Mullett, who has returned to us. Praise Yahweh for his healing hand. And let's get into the sermon here. It's called Witness. And I'm going to start it out in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. And this is the parable of the talents. Now, a talent, we're not talking about personal abilities or skills. A talent here is a round coin of a certain weight of either gold or silver. It's a description of money. In the parable, the talent refers to the gifts of the Holy Spirit of redemption and It does metaphorically cover abilities, your ability to communicate with others and convey ideas so they can understand them, and also your willingness to act as a witness to convey those ideas. Let's get into this. This is verse 14. I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scriptures Research. That's my favorite text of the Bible. It's very clear, and it's a Holy Name Bible. Pardon me. For it is like a man going from home who called his own servants and delivered his possessions to them to take care of them. Well, with Yeshua, Messiah, giving this parable, what are his possessions? The people of Israel are Yeshua's possessions. His treasure. Okay, think about that for a little bit. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and went from home. They got a portion of the Holy Spirit according to their own ability. Verse 16, and he who had received the 5 talents went and worked with them and made another 5 talents. Ooh, who is that second 5 talents? That's an increase in fellow Israelites converted to the knowledge and of Yeshua Messiah as the Redeemer. Verse 17, in the same way, he with the 2 also, he gained 2 more. He brought in some of the harvest for Yeshua, the harvest of souls. Verse 18, but he who had received the 1 went away and dug in the ground and hid the silver of his master. Verse 19, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them, and he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more talents beside them. So he used his gifts of the Holy Spirit and redemption to increase the number of his fellow Israelites converted to true Christianity. Not Judeo-Christianity, true Christianity. Get a hit of that orange juice. And his master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You were trustworthy over a little. I shall set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Who's our master? Yeshua Messiah. Are we not going to have joy in him when he returns? Verse 22, then he who had received 2 talents came and said, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. An increase and the converted Israelites. Verse 23, his master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You were trustworthy over a little. I shall set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Verse 24, and the one who had received the one talent also came and said, "Master, I knew you had to be a hard man, reaping where you had not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And being afraid, I went and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours." Verse 26. And his master answering said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Then you should have put my silver with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to him who possesses 10 talents. That's an additional gift of the Holy Spirit. For to everyone who possesses, more shall be given, and he shall have overflowingly. But from him who does not possess, even what he possesses shall be taken away. And throw the worthless servant out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." These men received a gift of redemption and the Holy Spirit. And the one who had the most zeal, the one with the 5 talents, went out and spoke about Yahshua Messiah. He witnessed, and he increased the Holy Spirit because he didn't lose what was in him. It became implanted into the people that he witnessed to. They received the Holy Spirit from him. Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from a preacher or a witness. Somebody witnessed to us. They told us of this miraculous occurrence of redemption given to us from Yahweh. We received a certain portion of the Holy Spirit when we believed and began to act on our belief. We received talents of the Holy Spirit. Some of us received 5, some received 2, but the one that received just 1, he received his redemption. His heart was not in it. And he did not witness to others. And he wasted what his master had given him because his heart was not fertile ground. And his redemption was taken away from him. And he was thrown out into the outer darkness. He went from being a sheep and was transformed by his lack of faith and lack of zeal for the house of Yahweh into a goat person. A tare. You know what happens to them. They're bundled and burned. Now let's go to the book of Mark. chapter 8, verse 38. This is Yeshua speaking. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinning generation, of him the Son of Adam also shall be ashamed when he comes in the esteem of his Father with the set apart messengers. And let us go to Luke chapter 9, verse 26. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Adam shall be ashamed when he comes in his esteem and in his Father's and of the set apart messengers. Pretty close to what it said in Mark. Question I want you to ask yourself. Because here I am. I know of my zeal. And I know of the talents that he has given me. And I witness daily of Yeshua Messiah and of the glory of Yahweh. That's me. Okay? Other people are not the same as me. They will receive different measures and abilities from the Holy Spirit if they truly believe. And they will witness in two ways. They will witness with their eyes and with their conscious mind all of the prophecy being fulfilled in these last days. They look around, that you can't miss it. You're watching the world go to hell. You're witness to it. You're witness to the corruption. You're witness to the crime. You're witness to the violence. You're witness to the perversions and the crooked government officials and the lying pastors of these Judeo-Christian churches. You're witnessing all these things. But today I'm speaking of the other type of witness. The action of being a witness. If you have received the Holy Spirit from Yahweh and you believe on our Master Yeshua Messiah, do you witness for him? Or are you ashamed? Oh, if I talk about that, I might suffer persecution, or I might lose a job, or I might lose a friend. The greatest friend you've got is Yeshua Messiah. And if that so-called friend that you're afraid of losing rejects the word and does not want to hear about Yeshua Messiah, you have lost nothing. If he rejects you because you witness to him as a brother, fellow Israelite, and he shuns you over the name of Yeshua Messiah, you have lost nothing. Because he was not a friend worth having. And if you walk the Christian walk, keep the feasts, obey Yahweh's laws. Pardon me, I got a cough. And they hate you so much at your job that they fire you over the name of Yeshua Messiah. You've lost nothing because Yahweh will provide for you and will get you a better job. It says in Scripture, the world will hate us. The world being the order of arrangement of Babylon that has supplanted the order of arrangement of Yahweh with its sinfulness and its lies and its debauchery and its depravity. That's not going to last much longer, brothers and sisters. That's not going to last much longer. We cannot be ashamed and afraid of the world of our Lord and Master, Yeshua Messiah. We cannot be ashamed to speak of Him. We cannot lack the courage to speak of Him. Remember the guy with the one talent. He had the redemption, but he did nothing with it. He wasted it. It just laid there, doing nothing. He didn't work it. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. Verse 16. So, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. 'Sitting on that talent, the redemption given to you by Yeshua Messiah, just sitting on it, doing nothing with it. You're lukewarm. Oh yeah, I believe if somebody prods you. But if you work that one talent that you've been given and you gain one more brother or sister that's going to come into the remnant that now believes, even just one, you have won a major victory over the seed line of the devil that is deceiving the world today and lying to it and funneling it down the road to hell because they know they're going to hell and they want to take as many true Israelites with them as they can. Because such is their nature. And if you have the gift of redemption and you do nothing with it, you just sit on it and hide it and never speak of it, that redemption, like that talent that the one man buried, if you bury the Holy Spirit, it will be taken away from you. You won't have it anymore. And you'll be like the guy with one talent that buried it. He will be cast out into the outer darkness. If you don't care enough about your kinsman redeemer, Yeshua the Messiah, to speak about Him to others without shame, then I doubt your salvation. Sorry about that. Is that judgmental? Oh my! If you do nothing with it, you don't really believe, do you? You should have joy in your salvation. You should proclaim it. You should proclaim the one that brought you your salvation, brothers and sisters. Proclaim Him and give glory to Him and the Father that sent Him. This is a gift that you were given. And it's a gift that you must give away. And you don't lose any of your original gift. You keep it. The Holy Spirit is limitless. If you share the Holy Spirit and you witness for our Redeemer and you witness for our Father in heaven, you're not going to lose any of your Holy Spirit, because whatever you give away and put out into the community is going to be refilled in you from the Father in heaven. He will fill you up. Then you'll beg for more. You must have a zeal for His house. The house of Yahweh. The house of the Father in heaven. The new Jerusalem that is coming down to us when Yeshua our Messiah returns. You must proclaim this. You must witness to others. Someone witnessed to you and told you the truth. And you believed and you received the gift, the talent from the Holy Spirit. Whatever your personal abilities are, put them to work. Don't bury them like the fool with the one talent that buried it. Every brother and sister you bring into the remnant is a victory. And we are at war, and we must obtain the victory over the children of the devil. They are a physical seed line among us today. They persecute true Israel. They kill us. They rob us. They bleed us dry, the bloodsuckers that they are. You must use that talent and that gift like a weapon of war, because it says in Jeremiah, you are my battle axe and my weapons of war. That gift that you received from Yahweh through Yeshua Messiah is a glittering sword. It is the word of Yahweh that you should share. Not bury it in the backyard because you're afraid. Afraid of the world which will burn up as hay and stubble. What are you afraid of? You might lose your life. What did Yeshua say about that? He who loves his life, in other words, his place in this world, shall lose his life. That's his eternal life. And he who loses his life here, in other words, puts aside the world or even is killed in his name, shall have eternal life. You're going to check out of that body you're into anyway. They wear out. Eyewitness to that. I'll be 70 in July. I am not afraid of the children of Satan. They are afraid of me because of He who is in me. And they bristle and cringe when I come around because the Holy Spirit scares them to death. I fear no man, because they can't kill me unless Yahweh gives them permission. And then it will be to his glory, because I'm going to check out anyway, and I'm not taking any stuff with me. I don't worship things and stuff and possessions. I have learned my lesson in this life that I am nothing but a little spark of Elohim. And I have learned that my Father in heaven loves me beyond comprehension, that he would lower himself to come down among us in the form of a man and suffer death and take our sin on him. What do I have to fear from the Antichrist Talmud worshipers? Oh, they might not like me. They might hack my computer. They might pull my shows from their search engine. Oh. Ah! We're watching their financial empire crumble. Their power is being broken, and we are witness to it. And the more we witness for Yeshua Messiah, the more we will witness in the physical world here that we are stuck in their decline and eventual destruction when the Messiah comes soon. We cannot live in fear of things that are going to be burned. They are tares. They will be bundled and burned and cast into the lake of fire. And we of the remnant will live forever in our new bodies given to us when Yeshua returns. What do we have to fear? Nothing. They're the ones that are fearful. They fear. They fear a true Israelite that stands up and proclaims and witnesses of Yeshua Messiah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength. Amen and amen. I do not fear the seed of the serpent, and neither should you. Neither should you. All these bodies we're living in now are only a testing ground for our spirit. Who will you serve? You cannot be afraid to witness for the one that died and took your sins upon himself. When he could have stayed up in the heavenly realm and let us rot, he chose not to because he loves us. And to be ashamed and afraid to witness for him is like spitting in his face. Once saved, always saved is a lie. You can walk away from your redemption, especially if you bury it in the ground and don't use it. Praise Yahweh, Holy One of Israel. That ends the sermon. Now, we've got some time here, about 25 minutes. Speaking of witnessing actions in the world today, watching books be banned. Andrew Hitchcock's book was deleted by Amazon. David James has received multiple shots from YouTube for videos that were already on YouTube on other sites, and he just put them on his sites, on his site. And they dinged him for that. They didn't ding the other people where he got the videos from, but they dinged him. EFR got a shot. And it's almost over. Got a 90-day suspension. They don't hit me, basically, because my word-for-word shows are just straight-up scripture study. And I don't have anything in my titles that are hot-button words. But what are these things that I'm talking about here? Those are signs of panic. Those are signs of the crumbling of the confidence of the seed of the Nakash, the seed of the serpent. His seed line is becoming fearful again, and they're even talking about leaving the United States. Oh, that would just hurt my feelings all to heck, you know. Yeah, I would really, oh man. Oh, please don't leave. We love you so. We love all your movies and your TV shows and your magazines and all the porn you sell us. Oh, please don't leave. Signs going up. People standing up and questioning, even people that are not Christian identity, are waking up. We have some small part in that. A lot of the alternative media, that people are turning to the alt media because they know that the mainstream media lies to them. They don't trust them. They don't trust them any more than the man in the moon. It just ain't happening. They're liars. Even the presidents call them liars in front of the whole United States. Trump may be many things, but he sure doesn't lack for intestinal fortitude. Don't know about him. He eats a tool. Yahweh's going to use him for his own designs. He surrounded himself with the nasty J word. I can't say it. Yeah, Jews. He surrounded himself with the pretenders. Don't know whether he's aware of what they are. I don't really think so. But he knows something's wrong. And he sure doesn't like the Muslims. They're hammering him hard over that, poor boy. But he knew what he was getting into. I think he's having the time of his life, myself. He's so used to being rich and powerful that this is just another little game. So, I mean, who knows? You don't know the guy's mind. I don't know his mind. I don't really care all that much because it's all going to have to come down. This is a stepping stone to it. It's another way of bringing it about. It's a gradual, slow, crumbling slide downward for the children of the adversary, his physical seed line. And that's why people don't understand why, well, you're two seed line identity. What does that mean? It means that there are two physical opponents on the planet, the seed line of Adam, which trickled down through and came out Jacob Israel, Jacob Israel, who are the true Israelites of today, the white folks. Let's just put it that. Let's be simple about it. I don't have to list all the countries. White people. And then there are the seed line people of the adversary, which have mingled with every other race on the planet to hide, but their behavior always gives them away. They don't change their modus operandi. They keep doing the same thing because it's worked for them for so long. And there is enmity between the two. And it's going to come out in the final battle. This is a continuation on this planet of the war fought in heaven. When the devil and his angels was cast out, they were cast down. They left their first estate and they wound up here. And they hate the image of Elohim, because Adam was created in the image of Elohim, and they should worship us. We're not to worship angels. They are to bow to us because we are the image of the divine being. Spiritual, perhaps physical. We don't know. I don't have my new body yet. I'll be real interested to see what I look like. If I have to sleep in the dust for a while, then I will. No problem. Everybody dies. It's the deal of not dying the second time that counts. But then a lot of people don't believe in that either. They believe everybody's okay and everybody's the same, and all this claptrap that they've been taught, which are lies. They've been taught lies, and they believe lies. They love their lies. They really, they hate the truth and love their lies, because they're comfortable in those lies, and they are not troubled by the devil because they're already his. Why bother? He doesn't have to put any effort out to get them. He's already got them. But he gives us hell because we're his adversaries of the adversary. We're on Yahweh's team. Okay? Wrong side, according to him and his children. And they're going to do everything they can to destroy us. That's their modus operandi. It's been that way since the beginning. The first act that he did was seduce Eve and produce a half-breed child, Cain. And the seed of Cain, who murdered Abel, is the murderer from the beginning, and his father is the father of lies. They have interbred with every other thing, and there's so many mutts out there today. You can't distinguish them. You don't know what they are. Like the eggplant we had for president here that's gone. What the heck was he? Who knows? What a big racial stew that was. And he's not done yet. He's still at it, trying to hurt Trump, because Trump's undoing all the crap that this guy passed. And he's keeping his campaign promises and gutting Obama's so-called legacy. Whew. That's a Nightmare on Elm Street, starring Freddie Obama. Barack Kruger with gloves with knives on them. He sure cut up America. That's what he did. He cut us up. He cut us up real good. And that 800-pound gorilla is gone, but he left all his crap in the living room. So Trump's shoveling it out. And we have rays of hope. We see things, the transgender bathroom thing, that suggestion is gone. He rescinded that. He keeps putting travel bans on these Muslims, and these lib judges keep fighting it, but they don't read the law, and the American people don't know the law. They're so dumbed down. And you tell them the law, that the president has the right to protect our borders any way he sees fit. That's in his duties. That's in his job description. But they don't know that, and they don't believe you. If you tell them the truth, they look at you like you have two heads. Duh. I ain't never heard of that. Let's go eat at McDonald's. Get some baby burgers. Oh. And the mainstream news media is still not covering Pizzagate, even though close to 900 arrests have been made. No prominent politicians yet. But then they are a privileged class. Don't know whether any will be arrested, but they should be. There's people that are heavily involved in child sex trafficking that are not being touched. And the world goes on in its crooked, wobbling fashion, with all the libtards screaming and hollering and obstructing. And a few white boys are waking up and getting angry. Not enough yet, but it's coming. If we can ever get the white nationalists to figure out that Christian identity is not a Jewish religion, that Jesus was not a Jew, nor was he king of the Jews, that was a lie that they have been fed by Judeo-Christian churches, and we are not the same as they are, then perhaps some of the white nationalists will wake up. But as long as they think that Jesus was a Jew, they're not going to. We do our very best to inform them. I mean, how many shows we got on EFR that are truther shows? I mean, come on. We're working double overtime, triple overtime, trying to wake people up. And it's a heck of a job. We're real busy. Eli's still trying to run his business and help his little baby EFR grow up into a big, strong adult radio station. We're making progress. I mean, for only being in existence a short period of time, EFR has just mushroomed. It's gotten bigger and bigger, and it's wonderful. Absolutely. Man, I think EFR is the best thing since sliced bread. That's just my humble opinion, and you know what they're worth. Everybody's got one. But we're making a real dent because we're causing panic. And you don't get flak unless you get over the target. Well, we're over the target, and we're dropping it on them all the time. And we're getting more and more listeners. We're getting more and more downloads. You go in the chat room, and there's only 12 or 15 people or 8 people or whatever in there. But that's only the people that are signed in to the chat. That's not the listening audience. And the listening audience isn't nearly as big as the rerun and download audience. And people are recording our files from the downloads and playing them for their friends. So how many more does that reach? The audience is invisible, but it's quite large. Quite large. It's not as large as some of the nonsense sites, the goofy, crazy stuff on YouTube, because people are using that for entertainment. Ha ha, look at this fool, you know. Well, we're real serious. And that's not funny. And they have to think when they listen to us. They really do. It causes them to think. And that's the opposite of what they want. That the general population does not want to be forced to think. They really don't. And that's why they go to the Judeo-Christian churches, because they don't have to think. They put their money in a plate and sit there and listen to that lying guy up on the pulpit feed them a line of malarkey, and they look good, and they do their business contacts after church, and they go their merry way and live their merry little lives. Nothing changes. Well, I go to church every Sunday. And what's it done in your life? Has it changed your life for the better? Well, sure, I'm going to be raptured. I'm going to be sucked out by the celestial vacuum cleaner. I'm going to get raptured and caught up in the clouds. Yeah, you're going to get ruptured all right. Oh, well, on and on and on it goes, ad nauseum. These are the same people that think an oxymoron is a brand of laundry detergent. Go figure. Sorry for the bad joke, folks. I just couldn't resist it. But take heart. I do. I watch things fracture and crack and crumble, and I sit back and I smile. It's coming, baby. What goes around comes around. Payback is the you know what. Yeah, you're on top now, but not for long. Yeah, your day in the sun is about over, Edomites. Coming down the end of your time. Yes. And we're making progress. I get letters and email, lots of emails. My email list is always full. I have to check it every day. By the way, my email is Hallelujahweh1947@gmail.com. That's HALLELUYAHWEH1947@gmail.com. In case you want to shoot me a kite and tell me how much you like me or you hate me, or a question, or suggestions for shows. Hey, I pay attention to the listening audience because we have so many people that have so much knowledge and they come up with some dandy ideas. And I may have glossed over something or missed something and they bring it to my attention so I can make corrections or whatever. I'm not the only Bible student out there. There's a lot of them, a lot of people that are real scholars listen to my show and get what they can out of what I teach on Word for Word. This is a sermon show. The Holy Spirit gets a hold of me and I go off sometimes, just like David James. He gets filled with the Spirit and the stuff that comes out of his mouth is miraculous. Just it's got to be from Yahweh. It just has to be. And you can just, oh, it's Spirit-filled. Jeremy Visser. Oh, boy. My kind of preacher. He hammers them. Paul Mullett's coming back. Yes! Ken Gregg. Greg Howard. Eli James, Doc Waterman with his information, David's news shows. Wow. And that's why I not only participate in EFR, I'm its biggest fan. Because it fills me up and gives me great joy. And then the comments I get and questions in a lot of the chat rooms from people that listen, they make me very joyous because I'm reaching people. And people are thinking and asking questions, and I am not afraid to answer questions. If I don't know something, I will be honest with you and tell you I don't know. I'm not going to shine you on like some TV preacher, because I'm not a TV preacher. We're all studying to show ourselves approved. And unless we share information with one another, we'll lose out. I'm speaking to my racial kindred, my brothers and sisters of white Israel out there. Because they matter. They matter a great deal. Well, I'm coming down. The bumper song for this show takes about a minute, EFR March, because I consider all my listeners soldiers in the army of Yahweh. So it is apropos that I have that military marching song for the people that listen to Wake Up Call. So I will say Shalom Aleichem, that is peace be unto you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will speak to you next Thursday on the 23rd, and each morning, Monday through Friday, with my Word for Word series. Praise Yahweh. Talk to you later.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three.